terrorism is partially financed by human trafficking, and the European Union and Germany are apparently taking part in it, according to a new study, a UN report, United Nations report, that's just been published. Human traffickers earn about $30 billion a year worldwide. Combined with gun and drug trafficking, human trafficking is among the largest criminal ventures. Several hundred thousand people have been brought illegally to Germany during the last year. Therefore, the United Nations have launched a resolution to fight human trafficking more effectively. And I will be talking about this with Loretta Napoleoni. She studied terrorism and international relations and is an international expert on terrorism and how it's being financed. Thank you for talking to us today. Hello, Mrs. Napoleoni.
Thank you for inviting me.
How exactly does it work, financing terrorism through human trafficking? Can you explain that perhaps to us?
Yes. Basically, there is a sort of new criminality which has been taking shape since the beginning of the century. And this criminality is between jihadists, terrorists, and kidnappers, which eventually evolved into human traffickers. So we could say that kidnapping first and then human trafficking after became an important source of terrorist financing. And because, of course, the European countries, we all know, pay ransom, at the end of the day, we have been funding armed organization, especially jihadist organization, in the Middle East since the beginning of the century.
So the traffickers, though, are not necessarily the terrorists. How or over which channels does the money flow then?
Yes, the traffickers generally are not the terrorists, although several traffickers are former jihadists, so they have evolved. But the most important source of funding for armed organization is actually the payment of a tax per each migrant or each refugee that crosses the territory that they control. Now, that's a considerable amount of money if you start adding up the numbers. Think about it. In 2015, over 1.5 million people came to Europe, and about 90% of them had to pay a trafficker in order to reach Europe. And most of them have crossed territories which were controlled by jihadists. So it's very easy to see how big this business is for the various armed organizations.
How much money are we talking about? Can you put a number to it?
I think it's very difficult to put a number because you have different prices, different taxes. But I would say that today, so in the end of 2016, beginning of 2017, you cannot reach Europe from Africa for less than 7,000 10,000 euros. And I would say that also it's very difficult to reach Europe for less coming from Syria or coming from Iraq. And this is because, of course, the borders have been closed. And it's much harder to cross. It's much harder to find a way to get into Europe. So a taxation on that levied by the various organizations in different places could be quite high, but it's very difficult to put a number. What we can say is that there's been a kidnapping of two Italian and one Italo-Canadian working for an Italian company in south of Libya in a place called Ghat, and the Italians have paid between 4 to 6 million euros to the kidnappers, and apparently the negotiation for the release of the kidnapper was done by the Muslim Brotherhood, which has a presence in that region. So the Muslim Brotherhood pocketed a percentage of the ransom. So that's just to give you an idea of what is going on and the amount of money they actually move from hand to hand in this kind of business.
It certainly is a lot of money and quite a big business venture, if that's not too cynical a term. To what extent would you say is Germany not necessarily involved in the system, but how does it facilitate human trafficking?
Well, of course, I mean, Germany or Italy are not directly involved. I mean, we're not saying that the German government or the Italian government are funding terrorist organization, knowing that they're funding those organizations, absolutely not, but indirectly. And this is really the nature of the beast. This is the surreal situation which has been created by the destabilization of large areas which are very close to Europe. So we're talking about West Africa, we're talking about East Africa, but also we're talking of, you know, the Middle East. So because of this destabilization, people want to leave. But and this destabilization is linked to the presence of armed organization. And the presence of armed organization is linked to the fact that there is an anarchic political environment. So on one hand, we have people who want to leave war zones, who are genuinely refugees, and on the other hand, of course, we have the control of the territory in the hands of jihadists, and then we have the traffickers. It's a very difficult position for European governments, but having said that, it's also a situation that we need to evaluate in terms of is it right what we're doing? Because at the end of the day, by paying ransom, by letting this organization raise taxation on every single refugee that comes to us, we're actually perpetuating an anarchic instability, which is damaging us.
Do you think that this new resolution by the United Nations can actually effectively limit or combat this kind of trafficking in people?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that any resolution by the UN is going to help us because each government is acting independently. I mean, for example, when it comes to ransom, I mean, the main line is nobody pays a ransom, but then in reality, everybody does. So this is the problem. I think, you know, the problem is that we don't have a global governance. We do not have the same kind of position towards human trafficking, towards, of course, payment of ransom, towards refugees. So it is easier for this organization to play this kind of lack of stability in terms of policy among, you know, the Western countries. So I think, you know, the UN resolution, of course, has all very good intentions, but it's not going to change anything. And I think 2017 will be a year where we'll see a continuation of the flow of refugees. They're not coming as it was before legally, meaning, you know, knocking at our door and say, please, you know, we want asylum, but they are coming illegally. So there are more people. In 2016, more people cross from Libya to Italy than in 2015. We don't know how many are there because, you know, most of them, you know, disappear in Europe, and they are, you know, now illegal immigrants. So this is how serious the situation is.
So if it's not just good intentions that we need, but actions that can actually help and really change the situation, what would you say is necessary, what can be done to make the situation easier or better?
Well, I think the only way is to pacify these areas from where people are coming. So, I mean, the root cause of this problem is actually the instability, the political anarchy in which these countries have plunged, or these regions of the world. So we have to go to the root cause of the problem. So by pacifying these areas, we will prevent people from fleeing, because, of course, you know, they're desperate people. But this requires a major, major international effort. It also requires an agreement among, you know, Western countries and other countries. So I'm thinking in particular about Russia. Without this kind of agreement, it will be impossible to resolve the problem. So I would suggest that at the next G20, for example, these countries will sit down and work out a new policy to pacify these areas. And maybe this will happen. I mean, I'm fairly optimistic, I must say, about the election of Donald Trump, because it seems that Donald Trump is willing to reach an agreement with Russia, something that the previous administration clearly did not want to. So let's wait and see what's happened.
Terrorist organizations such as ISIS or Boko Haram are being financed in part by and through human trafficking. And a new resolution by the United Nations is supposed to combat this. Whether this can be successful is what I talked about with international terrorism expert Loretta Napoleoni. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.